It is morning time. New dawn, new day, new start. Start your day afresh with the word of God. This is Daily Rhema with Dunsin H. Julius, your daily devotional podcast. Stay tuned and be renewed, inspired, encouraged, refreshed, replenished, reloaded, and be prepared as you plunge into your new day. God bless you.
Good morning. Welcome to Daily Rhema with Dunsin H. Julius. Shall we pray? Father, in the name of Jesus, our Father and Maker, we thank you for this wonderful day. Thank you for the gift of life. Thank you for all the blessings and benefits attached to life. Be thou exalted, Lord, in the name of Jesus. This morning, Lord, we come just as we are, confessing all our sins and iniquities. Father, please have mercy, forgive us all in the name of Jesus. Let the blood of Jesus, the blood of atonement, atone for us. And let the efficacy of the blood cleanse us, spirit, soul, and body, and make us whole from all forms of filthiness, pollution, contamination, and defilement of our sins and iniquities in the name of Jesus. Holy Spirit divine, we place demand upon grace and capacity to please you in all our ways. Therefore, we ask you to lead us, guide us, order our steps, direct our path. Keep us all far away from all forms of evils and temptations this day in the name of Jesus. All our business for the day, all our engagement, we commit to your able hands, Lord. Father, please bless and prosper the ones that are not against all your plans and purposes for our lives these days in the name of Jesus. Thank you, dear God, for in Jesus' name I have prayed. Amen, amen, and amen. God bless you. Kindly join me in the book of Proverbs 26 verse 2, where we read yesterday, as I still continue this morning. Proverbs chapter number 26 verse number 2, just very short verse. As the bird by wandering, as the swallow by flying, so the curse causeless shall not come. Hallelujah. This is episode number 11. Episode number 11 on the topic we are treating, the curses. Yesterday I began to talk on how come the curse into man's life, how we can acquire curse, either ignorantly or why we know what we are doing as well. It doesn't matter, but curse can come to man's life. I've mentioned few points yesterday. At least I mentioned some points going to like 14 or more than that yesterday. And I did stop at, you know, those who scam. So yeah, that is number 17. I stopped at number 17 yesterday, which is scamming. Those who dupe, the internet dupers, should know that there is a curse on them already. Another point this morning is all he gotten wealth attract curse. All he gotten wealth, not scamming alone. If you have stolen, if you use false balance, whatever he gotten means, he gotten wealth, whatever means you have gotten your wealth, when it is not through hard work, not through God's blessing, not through man blessing, I'm telling you, there is a curse of God on it. Another point this morning is teaching people rebellions against God, teaching how to rebellion, how to rebel against God, to be rebellious against God, then you are under the curse of God. You can read Jeremiah 28, verse 16 and 17. You see it yourself. When you are they are preaching, because don't mind them. Don't mind that. Is that you know how to discourage people from listening to the gospel, the word of God. Congratulations. You can continue and be doing it. Bribery, when you are the one that take bribe or you give bribe, there is a curse awaiting. And fortune tellings and necromancy also attract curse. You can read Leviticus chapter 20, verse 27. Yes, fortune telling. When you are the one that you are a fortune teller and you are a necromancer, there is a curse of God upon you. What of dumping innocent babies? They call it unwanted babies. When I used to tell people, when you know you don't want baby, why do you go for sex? Why do you have sex? Why do you marry? Dumping innocent baby. They will you give birth and you hide when you are pregnant. And you give birth and you throw the child away. As if nothing has happened. You throw a whole human being like you away. Into the bin, to the dustbin, where dog will eat. Or where pig can eat it. Imagine. Very heartless, you know, behaviors. Why will God not curse you? Why will God not curse you? The curse of God is upon those who do such. And killing by witchcraft or other spiritual means attracts curse as well. The Bible says, suffer no wench to live. So the curse of God is upon you if you are a wench already. And abortion. In this place, I will talk small. Abortion of any type of pregnancy, a day old pregnancy, 2 weeks pregnancy, 1 week pregnancy, an hour pregnancy of any type, you are as good as hired killer. I told you, read Deuteronomy 27 verse 25 if you are involved in that. And you can also read, you know, Exodus 21, 22 and 23, 21 verse 22 and 23. If you are the type, either you are the doctor or the lady or the man that impregnated that woman, and you say she should go and abort, three of you are nothing but murderer. All the doctors, all the pharmacists, all the chemists that sell abortion drugs, all of you are in this category. You are murderer. You are killer. You are a hired assassin. That is whom you are. You have been hired to kill. As a doctor, as a pharmacist, as a chemist. Yes, you have been hired to kill the image of God. The curse of God is upon you. The anger of God is over your life as a doctor. Don't tell me it's your profession. God doesn't ask you to come and live to kill. God didn't spare you to live. In order for you to kill others, to take life, to steal life out of others, right from the blood. Your hands are so full of blood. The curse of God is upon you. The curse of the nature is upon you. Because if your own parents have done the same thing to you, you won't be having the chance of living to become a doctor. You will not have a chance of living to become a man who can impregnate. You will not have the chance to grow and become a lady who can actually, you know, conceived. If they have done that to you. So why are you doing it to innocent people, innocent children? Both the doctors and the pregnancy carrier or those who donated it, you are all under the curse of God for doing such. Another point this morning is taking belongings of the dead or accident victims. Those who are victim of accident, you rush to the scene of accident. The best thing you are picking their phones, you are picking their gadgets, you are picking the money that, you know, scatter all over the place. You are under a curse. That is the truth. If you have ever done that before, you are under a curse. Picking the belongings of accident victims. place you under a curse. Another point I'm talking about this morning is not giving to the poor you have. You don't give to the poor. They are begging. You chase them like dogs. Meanwhile, at home, you waste food. You throw cloth away. You burn cloth. You throw them to trash can. And there are some people on your street begging, and you close your eyes against them. Read Proverbs 28:27. Proverbs 28 verse 27, you will see how God frowns at it. God is not smiling at you doing that. Another thing I'm talking about this morning is purchasing of, stolen items. When you purchase stolen items, you never can tell where they have picked those items from. Some of them were picked from the rightful owner, and the person is in pain, raining curses upon those who do that, and you are using it. So the curse will locate you. So that is one of the reasons why I don't buy used things like that, because you will never tell how did they get this thing. You never can tell how did they get it. How did they get it? Many of them were picked at the accident scene. Can you see? Some people are dying, gasping for life in the pool of blood, and all you could do is to pick their valuables, to pick their things. You are under curse already. You are under the curse. So, another point this morning is purchasing accursed items. There are some items that are cursed. When you purchase them, you automatically come under curse as well. Another point this morning is all the ritual killers. You kidnap people to perform ritual. You are under a curse. Leviticus 20 verse 2 tells us you are under a curse of God. Another point I'm talking about this morning is when you are land accusation by bloodshed. When you are the type, you are land grabbers. Yes. No much land in the city to sell now. So you are very good at grabbing people's land. The land they have rightly paid for before. You grab it and you sell to another person. And when he dare to rear up or to raise the issue against you, you send your boys to kill that man. Congratulations. You are under heavy curse. Blood shedding blood of innocent, either through abortion or whatever means you use, God is not smiling at it. Read your Bible very well. The Bible says if somebody was murdered, even at the border of two towns or two cities, and they don't know who murdered them, the people from the both sides, the elders, must come together, and they will measure it, which of these two cities or towns or villages is most nearer to this event, to this incident rather. When they determine that, those people will pay for what they know nothing about. How much more of you? Willfully, purposefully terminate innocent lives. If those who doesn't know how innocent dies in their territory are to pay for it, you will pay for it. Your generation unborn will pay for every bloodshed, either through abortion or whatever means you have shed on earth. Especially those of you ritual killers, you don't have the fear of God. Land grabbers, you don't have the fear of God. You don't have the fear of God. That is terrible enough. Very, very terrible. Very, very terrible. Bow down your head. I'm sorry, I can't finish it in this second episode as well. God willing, tomorrow I will talk on the, all sort of sexual uncleanness and the curses they attract. All forms of sexual uncleanness, sexual immoralities. Bow down your head, talk to God. If you fall within any of these points I've been making since yesterday, all you need is genuine repentance. Genuine repentance. Just ask God to forgive you. for that which you have done. You have aborted not once, not twice, not three times. The other day, a lady was saying that she has aborted for a man five times. Another says six times. Imagine. And now the man said, you cannot marry. Who will marry when you are so foolish? You have killed every good thing that God gives to you in life. Those who are supposed to give you joy tomorrow, now you are in sorrow. You are running up and down that, hey, you can't leave me. He has left you. There is nothing you can do. You are the stupid one that you allow yourself to be killing the unborn children that God has given to you. Talk to God. Father, forgive me, please. Have mercy. I've aborted. Have mercy. I've stolen, in the accident scene before. Yes, I've taken people who are victim of accidents. I have oppressed people in the past. I've done this. You talk to God. Talk to God. Lord, please have mercy on me. Forgive me of every ungotten, or every unrighteous word I've gotten. Father, please have mercy. Forgive me, Lord. Forgive me. Have mercy. Show me mercy, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen, amen, and amen. God bless you. You can reach out to me through the emails, johnsonioljulius@gmail.com or johnsonjulius@tableofgodsgrace.org. You can also reach out through +233 552 482 187 or +233 202 749 915. Exploit this very wonderful day in all ramifications and make greater exploits for yourself and for the kingdom in the name of Jesus. My name still remains Johnson Julius. See you tomorrow, God willing.
It is morning time. New dawn. New day. New start. Start your day afresh with the word of God. This is Daily Rhema with Johnson H. Julius, your daily devotional podcast. Stay tuned and be renewed, inspired, encouraged, refreshed, replenished, reloaded, and be prepared as you plunged into your new day. God bless you.
Good morning. Welcome to Daily Rhema with Johnson Julius. Shall we pray? Father, we thank you for this day in the name of Jesus. Accept our thanks and praises, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Thank you for the gift of life. Thank you for the blessings and benefits attached to life. Thank you for all the good people that you have blessed us with. Dear God, be that we exalted in the mighty name of Jesus. Our Lord and Maker, we come just as we are, confessing every of our sins. Please forgive us all of our sins in the mighty name of Jesus. Let the blood of atonement atone for us. And let the efficacy of the blood cleanse our spirit and our body and make us whole from all forms of filthiness, pollution, contamination, and defilement of our sins and iniquities in the name of Jesus. Holy Spirit divine, on a day like this, we place demand upon grace and capacity to please you in all our ways. Therefore, lead us, guide us, order our steps, direct our path, keep us all far away from all forms of evils and temptations these days, in the mighty name of Jesus. All our engagements we commit to your able care. Bless and prosper those that are not against your plans and purpose for our life, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, dear God, for in Jesus, the most prosperous name, I have prayed. Amen and amen and amen. God bless you. Good morning once again. Kindly join me again as I still read from the same book of Proverbs, chapter number 26 and verse number 2 today. Proverbs 26 verse 2. As the bird by wandering, as the swallow by flying, so the curse causeless shall not come. May the Lord bless the hearing and the reading of his word in the name of Jesus. This morning, God willing, I want to round up on the ways that curses comes. That is how we acquired curses, or how curses comes, whichever way you put it. I've mentioned quite a bit of them already. Like I promise, without wasting any time, I go straight to the next point, which is all sexual uncleanness, all sexual immoralities. Sexual uncleanness attracts, you know, the curse or curses of God one way or the other. I will now break down this one singular point. You see, I want to talk purely on this one point, because this is what the devil is using most in this our contemporary world now. It's coming from all sort of angle. Promiscuity is everywhere. Uncleanness is everywhere, on every street, in every city, every nation. Excuse me. Either underdeveloped, either developed, developing country, underdeveloped, that the one that is even in the primitive age, they are all one way or the other involved with what I'm talking about today. Everywhere, promiscuity, nudeness. Number one that I'm talking about, for a man to use, you know, money to buy sex, you are under a curse. You are under a curse, and that is the curse of God. For a woman using her body for money, to get money, that is, you are a professional harlot or prostitute or hookupper. Hey, God have mercy. You are under a curse. You make money through sexual intercourse. You are under a curse. For a woman to use her body to get job, promotion, accommodation, and you know, to get money for fertility, for just for, you know, enjoyment, you are under a curse already. For a man to sleep with his own daughter, you are under a curse. Both you and your daughter, you are actually under a curse. For a woman to condescend so low and open her legs for her son, the son of her womb, to sleep with her, you are both under the curse of Almighty God. You are under the curse of Almighty God. These are the things that pollute our world today. These are the things you see on daily basis on social media, and they will be talking as if it is nothing. Abominations of highest order is what we are seeing today everywhere. And it seems as if nobody cares. It seems as if nobody is troubled. Meanwhile, this thing is affecting the generality of the entire world. Yes. Yes. When the sinners are being punished, the righteous also will feel the bond. They will feel it. Another point this morning is sleeping with animals. Bestiality, or what do you call it? Sleeping with animals. All these things are in the Bible. Read Deuteronomy, read Leviticus. You see them there. How you, image of God, have turned yourself to animal. You are sleeping with animals. Sleeping with animals. Married to animals. Not human being again. You are under a curse. And that is the curse of God. Sleeping with your own brother's wife, then you are under a curse, and that is curse of God. They are all listed in Deuteronomy and in Leviticus. sleeping with your own sister's husband. Your sister called you to come for holiday or to come and live with them to help you. All you can do is to, you know, that to go down with that shameless man that is asking you. You are your own sister, you are from the same parents, and you are sleeping with, you are under a curse. Using your daughter or your wife to entertain guests, you are under a curse. I learned that some tribes in Africa that does that. It's a terrible thing. Sleeping with your stepdaughters or your stepsons, you are under a terrible curse of God. That is the truth. You are under the terrible curse of God. You read very well. Read Leviticus, especially when you are reading Leviticus chapter 20, chapter, I think from 17, 18, go like that, 19, but 20 to be specific, you will see these things there. Read very well. Read Deuteronomy very well. By the time you are reading towards Deuteronomy 26, 27, you will hear all these things there. Another point I am talking about this morning is if you are homosexual or lesbian, homosexuality and lesbianism attract curse. All those who are propagating LGBTQ, you are accursed. You are cursed already. Those who engage in them, you are cursed already. Those who are engaging in transgender, you are cursed already. Because everything that will discredit God is what we are doing in our world today. You want to prove that what God can do, you can do better. You change the form of life, the nature, the way God has created you. God created you to be a man, not a woman. Now you say you want to be a woman. You are a cursed fellow. And they call you celebrity. People are following you. They are sharing you up. And you are making money. You think that, yes, you will spend that money well in hellfire if you fail to repent before it is too late. If you die a transgender, then you will find yourself to blame. If you die a homosexual, you die a lesbian, you will find yourself to blame for it. All other sexual perversions, you name it, you are under a curse of God. When I mean sexual perversion, I mean anal sex, oral sex. Yes, some ladies, unless they put the thing, they put the prick of the man they are sleeping with, either their husband and someone they are not, you know, legally married to, into their mouth, they will not enjoy it yet. You are a cursed fellow. If you are a man that condescended so low, and you put the head that God has called you, you put it under the thighs of a lady, and you are licking that place, you are cursed. You are double cursed. In fact, if I have my way, I will curse you too. As a man, when women are menstruating, they are not allowed in the holy days to enter into the sanctuary because unclean things is coming from them. And you put your head, you dare to put your head there, you image of the living God, and you are licking that place all in the name of enjoyment. This is highest level of sexual perversion. You are cursed. Read Romans chapter 1 from verse 18. The wrath of God is awaiting you. Hora says, Hannah says, all of them are perversion. Sleeping with your father's wife attracts you, end you curse, accrued curse upon you. When you sleep with your father's wife, you remember the boy, the man that's supposed to end the firstborn's birthright, but got next to nothing. I'm talking of Reuben. Sleeping with your brother, your siblings, your brothers or your sisters, same father, same mother, end you curses. Read Deuteronomy 27 very well. You see, promiscuity before marriage, that is, you lose your virginity before marriage, also get you your own. You have your own part of it. There is nothing like premarital sex. There is nothing like let's try it out. Let me know how you are. No. Deuteronomy 22 speaks frantically about this. Read it. Sleeping with both mother and daughter. Put a curse on you. Read that Leviticus very well. The Bible mentioned this. How can you be so wicked? You sleep with a woman and you are sleeping with the daughter that she gave birth to from where you are entering again. Oh, why should I even be so surprised about this when it is easy for father to enter the daughter's body? It's easy for, you know, mother to open for the son. This very day, all forms of abominables. This is the reason why the world is upside down. These are the things that has, you know, put us in this dilemma we find ourselves today. Sleeping with both mother and the daughter. Sleeping with both sons and the both son and the father. You are under curse. If you don't know that, get that to your skull today. You sleep with your boyfriend and you are sleeping with his father. You sleep with your husband and you sleep with the father-in-law. You are cursed. You are a cursed woman. You are under the curse of God. And that man also, they are involved with you. And because of time this morning, rape of any form, either a man forcing a woman to sexual engagement or a woman forcing a man, because women rape men these days. They rape men this day. Whichever form it comes, you are under the curse of God. You are under the curse of God. And finally, you now put, especially those who engage in that incest, you now put the children that is born out of that unholy sexual relationship, you put them under the curse of God. If you are the type of that child this morning, you are not condemned. You are innocent. You are not the one that is responsible for the mistakes of your parents. All you need to do is to go to God by yourself. Tell God you knew nothing about how they come together. So therefore, God should remove the consequences from you. The Bible says, the soul that sins shall die. You are not the one that sins. Let your parents be the one to bear the pains. Push it on them. You can do it. The Bible says, we will not have occasion to say the father has eaten the grapes and the children's teeth are set on edge. These are your legal grounds to stand before God, son. These are your legal grounds to stand before God, man, woman, daughter. If you are involved in that, if that is what happens to you, you have heard it that maybe your father impregnated his own daughter and you are the product. Maybe your whichever form it comes, it is your mother and your father, they are siblings and they give birth to you. Go before God, push the blame back to them. You are not condemned. God has a very good purpose on you, but you have to do that. You have to make God understand that you are not the one that orchestrated how they come together, how they make their foolish mistake, but God permitted it and make you a product from that mistake. But for you, you are not a mistake. Tell God you are not a mistake. Stand on your ground. The soul that sins shall die. That is what God says. You are not the one that has committed that abomination. So you shouldn't be the one to pay for their consequences. You shouldn't be the one to live in pains or to suffer any curse. Push it back to them. Let them die with their abominable, let them die with the consequences of their abominable acts if they fail to repent. God bless you. Bow down your head. Talk to God this morning. Lord, here I am. Especially if you are the victim here, you are the victim. Talk to God. That here I am, God. I'm nothing but a victim of this. I am a victim of this. Of this. Maybe your father abused you sexually. Maybe your mother abused you sexually. Maybe you were raped. Talk to God. God can heal you this morning. Talk to God. Lord, I am a victim. Here I am. Here is my life. Please have mercy on me. Remove every curse that comes from this, because you know that I did not do it willingly. You know I was forced into it. You know I was cajoled innocently. When I heard the father started sleeping with the daughter around age 12, age 13, telling it the best thing, that daddy is the first one to touch you. Ha! Talk to God. You have legal ground to stand before your maker. Thank you, dear God. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen, amen, and amen. God bless you. Please take your time and pray very well. Pray very well concerning these issues. And God will deliver us all in the name of Jesus. You can reach out to me through the emails, johnsonioljulius@gmail.com or johnsonioljulius@thetableofgodsgrace.org. You can also reach out through the lines +233 552 482 187 or +233 202 749 915. Exploit this very wonderful day in all ramifications and make greater exploits for yourself and for the kingdom in the name of Jesus. My name still remains Johnson Julius. See you tomorrow, God willing.
It is morning time. New dawn, new day, new start. Start your day afresh with the word of God. This is Daily Rhema with Johnson H. Julius, your daily devotional podcast. Stay tuned and be renewed, inspired, encouraged, refreshed, replenished, reloaded, and be prepared as you plunged into your new day. God bless you.
Good morning. Welcome to Daily Rhema with Johnson Julius. Shall we pray? Our Lord and Maker, we thank you for yet another day. Thank you for the gift of life. Thank you for the blessings and the benefits attached to life. Dear God, be that we exalted in the name of Jesus. We thank you for every good people you have blessed us with. Dear God, be thou magnified in the name of Jesus. We hereby confess every of our sins and iniquities before you, Lord. Please have mercy upon us and forgive us all in the name of Jesus. Lord, let the blood of Jesus, the atoning blood, atone for us. And let the efficacy of the blood cleanse all spirits on our body and make us whole from all forms of filthiness, pollution, contamination, and defilement of our sins and iniquities today, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Holy Spirit divine, on a day like this, we place demand upon grace and capacity to please you in all that we are to do today. We therefore ask that you lead us, guide us, order our steps, direct our path. Keep us far away from all forms of evils and temptations this day in the name of Jesus. All we are to do today, we commit to your able care, Lord. Father, bless and prosper the ones that are in line, that are aligned with your will for us today in the name of Jesus. Thank you, dear God, for in Jesus' name I have prayed. Amen and amen and amen. Hallelujah. God bless you once again. Please kindly join me this morning as I open my Bible to the book of Galatians chapter number 3. Galatians chapter number 3 is where I take the readings this morning. Galatians 3, we will be reading from verse number 13. Let's start from 12 to verse 14. Galatians 3, from verse 12 down to verse number 14. I read from the King James Version of the Bible. God bless you as we follow the readings. And the law is not of faith, but the man that doeth them shall live in them. Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us. For it is written, cursed is everyone that hangeth on a tree, that the blessing of Abraham might come on the Gentiles through Jesus Christ, that we might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith. Hallelujah. Amen. God willing, this will be the rounding up episode on the topic, the curse or curses. And I'm talking this morning after spending much time, at least 3 episodes, on how we come about curses. Yes, I mentioned quite a few things there. Today, I want to talk on way out. Way out. For the fact that you are under one curse or the other, or for the fact that I am under one curse or the other, that is not the end of our life. Not at all. The solution is what I've read here. Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us. For it is written, cursed is everyone that hangeth on the tree. So instead of curse, he leaves us with the blessings of Abraham, that he might come upon us through Jesus Christ. That's the way out. Let me read yet another solution from the book of Colossians. Let's see Colossians chapter number 2, thereabout. Colossians 2 verse 13 and 14 as well. And you, being dead in your sins and the uncircumcision of your flesh, as he quickened together with him, having forgiven you all trespasses, blotting out the handwriting of ordinances that was against us, which was contrary to us, and took it out of the way, nailing it to his cross. Let me add 15. And having spoiled principalities and power, he made a show of them openly, triumphing over them in it. Hallelujah. Jesus has won us the victory. Jesus has won us the victory. It doesn't matter which category of curse under which you are suffering. Either the one you caused by yourself, sexual perversion, or whichever way it comes, or stealing or robbing or whatever, teaching people to rebel against God, whichever form it is. Jesus is the solution for everybody on earth. For God so loved the world, and he has given us his one and only begotten Son. All you got to do is for you to confess your sin. Can you see that Colossians said, after he has, he has quickened us from our sins, he has forgiven us our trespasses, verse 13. He said, he has quickened together with him, having forgiven you all trespasses. All you need is to acknowledge yourself as a sinner. All you need is to acknowledge yourself. Accept Jesus into your life today. Accept him as your Lord and personal Savior. I don't mean because you are bearing Justus, because you are bearing Johnson, because you are bearing Silas, because you are bearing Timothy, because you are bearing Matthew, because you are bearing David, that you are a Christian. No, that is not what I mean. Having genuine encounters with God, having a relationship with God, is what I'm talking about to you today. So the way out is for you to repent of your sins. I list out this step out now. Number one, repent from all sins. The one you know, the one you don't know. You repent from the sins of your parents, the sins of your siblings. Repent from all forms of sins. Number two, as you are repenting, also confess them all. Mention them. You can remember this nonsense. You can remember. Mention them. Confess them to God. Even though God knew where you were committing them all, still mention them. That was what happened in the Garden of Eden. God knew they have eaten the fruit, but when God came down, God was still asking them. God wanted them to, you know, to use their own mouth to confess to the crime they have committed. That was all what God was looking for. But Adam and Eve were not sincere, neither were they simple. Sincerity will make you, you know, own up. Will make you own up to your mistakes. Sincerity will make you to take responsibilities for every wrong you have committed. And simplicity will make you to plead for mercy. This was what was missing out in the life of Adam and Eve. That was the reason why we are in this chaos today. That was the reason why we are in this calamity today. If they were simple and sincere enough, if they were sincere, have you eaten of that? They say, yes, sir, I have done so. And they come out naked as they were to God that, please forgive us. This is what, you know, has happened to us after we have gone against you. That would have settled the whole thing. Even when God still want to show them that, oh, guys, I still love you despite what you have done. The Bible says God went ahead. He killed an animal to sew apron for them. Instead of live with that animal's skin, that is the love. They're supposed to have said that, this man still loves us. Oh, he doesn't want us naked. He's still doing this. And for them to just say, oh, Lord, we are sorry. We are sorry. We are sorry. We are sorry indeed. And that would have settled it. So how long do you still want to argue? You are still talking rubbish. What is he saying? Did he know what he's even saying? His English is not even correct. He cannot even construct. What concerns me concerns correct English. Is English my mother tongue? Let me speak my own tongue, my own language, and see if I will make a mistake. That is the stupidity of we black men. That is our stupidity. We look for who can speak grammar most when our life is getting rotten with the grammar. They have robbed us everything with the grammar. They rob us our mother tongue. Can Oyibo man speak my own language? Do they pay money to learn my language? Meanwhile, there is no continent on earth that can do without Africa. But we can do without them if we choose to be. Because what make them whom they are stolen from here. So you don't be looking for grammatical errors in my tongue. I am less concerned in as much as I pass message and you can understand what I'm saying. That is all. That is all. Let me speak to my mother tongue now, and you see me stammering for where it will not happen. So confess your sin. That's what I'm talking to you about this morning. Confess all ancestral sins as well. All your ancestral sins, confess them. Your generational sins, confess them. And then another point. Renounce all ancestral covenants. I mean, renounce all covenants you have entered into yourself, willingly or unwillingly, and renounce, that is another point, all ancestral covenants. And then, after that, accept the gift of God, the gift of forgiveness. Accept it by faith. Know that God has forgiven you in as much as you have confessed and you have asked Him to forgive you. Just believe it straight. You don't need to argue it any longer. And the next step is forgive yourself as well. Because if you don't forgive yourself, it's not good enough. Forgive yourself. And then forgive all who have ever offended you in life. Forgive them as well. No matter how hard it is to you, make sure you forgive others. Forgive them. And now make sure you renounce all contacts with the demons. All contact with demonic religions and the objects. Contact with demonic religions that you have involved with before. You've gone to a herbalist, you've gone to one place, you have gone to mosque, you have gone. You know, please repent and confess them this morning. Renounce them. And then you don't stop there. Whatever item that they have given you or object that is in your possession, from those, you know, satanic religions, do away with them today. Destroy them from your possessions. destroy them. And stop listening to any message from them. Stop listening to all the demonic music that we are listening to in the world today. And they are even singing some of them on the altar of churches. It is high time we stop it. And what do we do next? You engage in aggressive prayer of breaking the curse. You will break and cancel them by the blood of Jesus. That is the solution. Jesus has redeemed us from the curse of law. And in Galatians chapter 3 and in Colossians, the Bible says all those ordinances that is written against us, which was against us, he has taken them out of the way. That is it. He has taken them. That is our standing point. And then our legal ground rather, and we stand on that. We break all forms of, you know, curses that are ravaging our lives. After that, you will now bind and cast out the demons behind those curses. I told you from the onset that there is no curse without a demon assigned to it. And that is the reason why in that Colossians, you see what the Bible says in that Colossians chapter number 14. Say, blotting out the utterances of the handwriting of ordinances that was against us, which was contrary to us, took it out of the way, nailing it to his cross. Now, see where he deal with the demons now. And having spoiled principalities and power, can you see? He spoiled principalities and the powers. He made a show of them openly and triumph over them. So we need to bind and cast out all those demons behind the curses. All those demons that are promoting, propagating, and enforcing those curses upon our lives. We must deal with them. We must bind and cast them out. And finally, you bless yourself. You claim all the blessings of God for your life. And that is it. Shall we bow down our head as we talk to God? Confess those sins. Tell God to forgive, to have mercy. And break those curses. Take time to pray. If God permits, maybe the next three episodes, we do some rigorous prayer in breaking curses from our lives. We cannot just go through this topic without praying at all. We must spend about nothing less than three episodes. God willing, we spend three episodes doing rigorous prayers. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen and amen and amen. God bless you. Like I've said, we will pray the next episode. The next three episodes will be prayers. Those prayers on curses alone. We'll be breaking those curses one after the other as the Spirit leads us. God bless you. You can reach out to me through the email johnsonayojulius@gmail.com or johnsonjulius@tablegodsgrace.org. You can also reach out to me through +233 202 749 915 or +233 552 482 187. Exploit this very wonderful day in a wonderful manner. Exploit it in all ramifications and then make greater exploits for yourself and for the kingdom in the name of Jesus. My own name still remains Johnson Julius. See you tomorrow, God willing. God bless you.